All right, guys. Today I am back with Nicholas. How you doing, Nicholas?
Good. How are you doing, Ryan?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so we are going to start off by talking about the Celtics. Okay, so the Celtics have had a struggle recently. I mean, they won last night. Did you see them win last night?
Yes, I did.
I mean, without Kyrie and Hayward, I think they can do a good job. It's just, I think, personally, they're not going to make it that far in the playoffs. Because they need Kyrie for their chemistry, for the passing. And also, I feel like without like any of their stars, it's going to have to be Tatum and Brown carrying. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you, Ryan. I think that the Boston Celtics, they need Kyrie. They're still a great team, but if they still had Hayward and Kyrie, I think they would have had a good shot at winning the championships this year. But obviously, that's not going to happen. But I think, despite this, the Boston Celtics are doing very good this year.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something else. Oh, yeah. So, what do you think about the Celtics' future in the next coming years? What do you think Kyrie and Hayward will bring to the team?
I think that Kyrie and Hayward will bring a championship. I think they, with Kyrie and Hayward, they might bring a championship. You know, they might not be able to outplay the Warriors, but right now, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry are injured. So, you know, like, if there's injuries from the Warriors, like, next year, I think this is a good shot at winning the championship.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to disappoint Cavs fans, but to be honest, people think that because Kyrie's injured, Cavs are going to beat the Celtics in the playoffs if they face them. But here's my opinion. It could quite be a chance because, you know, LeBron is putting up his best numbers since, like, the last couple years. And, I mean, Tatum's going to have to cover LeBron. I mean, the rookie, I mean, he's playing really good. I just don't think he's good enough to cover LeBron. And if so, the Cavs could win. But I feel like just with our chemistry, the Celtics are probably going to win a playoff series with them.
I agree with everything you said, Ryan.
And now we're going to just move on from the Celtics. Let's talk about the Bruins. And I don't know much about hockey, but I know that the Bruins are doing pretty well. Back over to you, Nicholas.
Thank you, Ryan. So as of today is April 12th. The Bruins will be playing tonight at, I don't know, I think it's 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, but I know they are playing tonight, and they're facing the Maple Leafs, I believe. But apart from that, the Bruins are doing very, very good. They won their last two games. And I, knowing that, I've been to one of those two games myself. It was a really good game. They won the one I went to. They versed, I forget, but I know they won 5-2.
Nice. Okay, and let's talk about the playoffs futures for the Bruins. So we know that the Bruins are a very good team chemistry-wise, but player-wise, do you think that their players are good enough to beat the Maple Leafs?
Yes, I do, because they got star players like Zdeněk Chara, Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron. Like, I think they have a very good chance of beating the Maple Leafs tonight.
Nice. Let's go on to the Red Sox. So I just want to talk about this. A couple nights ago, as you guys know, and I know that a lot of Yankees fans hate the Red Sox. As a Red Sox fan, I am shocked that the Red Sox beat the Yankees 14-1. But then last night they just fell off. I think they lost like 10-6. I know that they lost. I might not have been the score, but I know that they lost. But you just had to give it up for the Red Sox because they crushed the Yankees that night. Your thoughts, Nick?
Being a Boston fan, I'm really happy that they crushed the Yankees. Unfortunately, like you said, they lost afterwards, but I was completely surprised. Jeez, that score, it's just like amazing.
And I think it was Mookie Betts who hit that grand slam. I know that there's a lot of players on the Red Sox that like are very good. I think during the off season we picked up JD Martinez and he has been a really good help for us. But I just think when Mookie Betts hit that home run, we knew it was grand slam. Because as a fan, you think that when the Red Sox have a good hit on the ball, every time they have a good hit on the ball, it's usually a home run. Because the Celtics are really, the Red Sox are really known for their home runs.
I agree. Especially Mookie Betts, that grand slam, that was awesome.
Okay, so let's move on to the Pats. And as a Pats fan, you are not happy right now because the Pats gave up Brandon Cooks to the Rams. And to be honest, the Rams are going to be stacked next year. Let's look at some of their offense. So their quarterback is Jared Goff. Their running back is Todd Gurley. And one of their wide receivers is obviously Brandon Cooks. That is a scary triple right there. Because if you think about it, they can dominate the NFC. What are your thoughts right there?
I think so too, what you said about the Rams, and like you, as a Patriots fan, I am not happy, especially with Belichick. Everything fell apart last Super Bowl when he benched Malcolm Butler. Like many other fans, I was like confused, like, why is Malcolm Butler not on the field? I saw him during the introduction when all the players went on to the field, and I saw him clenching his head. At first, I did not know what that was about. I finally came to the conclusion that he was crying, and I'm like, oh, he's just crying because, like, you know, he's in the Super Bowl, like, maybe those are happy tears, but I was wrong. He, like, Belichick, I don't know if people know this, but, yeah, they had him dressed, and he didn't know until right before walking onto the field. I mean, imagine that. Imagine going to one of the biggest games of your life. Like, put yourself in Malcolm Butler's situation. Like, you get all dressed, you're like, oh, this is the Super Bowl, I hope you win. And then right before you walk onto the field, your coach, in this case, Belichick, says, you're benched, you're not playing. I mean, that's just horrible.
I know, right? It's sad. And also, I mean, Tom Brady's getting really old, and me and my friends have been talking about that Tom Brady, in the next couple years, is going to be going down. He isn't putting up his numbers that he used to, but I feel like he's going to retire in the next 3 years. He is 40 years old, one of the oldest players in this league. And right now, I feel like Tom Brady probably has another year in him for, like, a good year. Maybe, I don't think getting to the Super Bowl, but at least getting us into the playoffs. And that's basically it, because I heard that Gronk is going to play this season, but he really wasn't looking forward to it. He really wanted to retire because all of his injuries. And you know what? I feel like our team's falling apart slowly.
I agree that the Patriots are just falling apart.
Okay, that wraps up our Boston sports time. And you can check us out on Sports World Daily with me, Nick, and Cameroon. This is our individual channels, but you guys are always welcome to go check out our main channel. Right, Nick?
Yep, definitely check out sports channel. sports world and all our content on that channel.
All right. Hallelujah.